I'm Marcy Silman, and this is The Record from KUOW. The website Feedly shut down for a few hours last week. Feedly's an online news aggregator. Someone cyber attacked the site and tried to blackmail the company. Our guest today says what happened to Feedly is the fastest growing type of cyber attack. Even if you don't use sites like Feedly, this kind of attack could affect what you read online. Matthew Prince is the co-founder and CEO of Cloudflare. It's a cybersecurity firm. Matthew told David Hyde these types of attacks have a special name.
Denial of service attack. And the way to think of that is it's sort of the digital equivalent of sort of like a sit-in at a restaurant where hundreds of people go into a restaurant, sit down, and they don't order anything. Denial of service attack just sends a whole bunch of requests to a particular website that are illegitimate requests, and those crowd out the legitimate requests, which effectively then makes it impossible for anyone to use the website or the web service.
And you say these kinds of attacks are actually on the rise. Why is that?
There are a number of different reasons why attackers use this. Some of those are financial. In the case of Feedly, the attacker was actually doing sort of the modern day equivalent of the old extortion scheme, where they wrote to Feedly and said, "If you don't pay us, then we're going to knock your site offline." And so that was what drove this particular attack. But attacks are on the rise for other reasons as well. For example, we spent a lot of the last 24 hours battling what appears to be a very politically motivated attack, where it's being directed at people who are arguing for increased democracy rights in Hong Kong. So attacks are getting easier. There are a number of reasons why people might want to launch them. Again, whether they're organized criminals in the case of Feedly or political in the case of something like the democracy movement in Hong Kong.
Do any of these sites end up paying the cyber attackers off, and what do you recommend?
One of the things that's really surprised us is that usually the ransom amounts that are asked by the attackers is initially at least very small. So in Meetup's case, they've publicly talked about the extortion request that they got, and the attacker was asking for merely $300. I think that there are probably times when people who are extorted just pay the extortionists off. Sometimes that may mean that they go away, but other times it means that next time they come back for $3,000, the time after that for $30,000, and just figure out where it is that your breaking point is. I think in a lot of cases, though, there is just a philosophical belief that you can't negotiate with criminals.
$300, it sounds like they had a late cable bill or something like that for their late internet bill that they hadn't paid off. Did they pay them off?
In that case, they did not pay them off. And again, there have been a lot of cases that have been like that. And it gets $300 today, but you don't know what it's going to be tomorrow. I think, though, when you sort of get to the bottom of who has been behind these attacks, I won't be surprised if it's a 15-year-old kid sitting somewhere where $300 is a lot of money to them. If you look at some of the largest attacks that we've seen, for example, the large attack against Spam House from a year ago, which we helped defend, when you actually got down to who was launching the attack, it was a teenager living in London, and making quite a bit of money selling the service of launching attacks. So it's
I remember a few years ago there was the Stephen Glass story. He was the Fabulist at the New Republic who was making up stories and got caught actually making up this one story about a hacker conference where a kid was standing up on the stage and swaggering around talking about how he had hacked and made a ton of money as a result of that. Do any of these hackers, is that mythology, or do any of these hackers end up working for companies like yours?
I think that There's a great tradition in technology of people who were somewhat mischievous early on in their careers, turning into great technical masterminds later in life.
What about you?
Yeah, go ahead.
What about you?
I think that that's a funny question. When I was in college, I wrote a sort of mischievous program that that cause when you type certain words on lab computers in the college's lab, the screen would fade to black, and it would give you a discourse on and how what you were writing about was kind of silly. I think that the difference that we would look for is a little bit of mischievousness is one thing. If you're running an extortion racket, then that shows a really serious lack of judgment that is a character flaw that we'd be concerned about.
Matthew Prince is a cybersecurity expert, and he's telling us about some of the latest trends in cyber attacks. This follows a number of incidents, including a recent one. Attack on a news aggregator. It's called Feedly. It's a place that people use to read and organize their online reading. And, I'm actually a Feedly user. A lot of people in journalism use sites like this to keep up with the news because it's a little bit more convenient than going to individual websites. And I was a little bit inconvenienced that morning. Feedly was down, so I had to go direct to some sites. But, you know, it didn't upset me too much. I'm just wondering how these kinds of cyber attacks affect the average person, what they need to worry about.
At the end of the day, these attacks are bullies who are picking on someone who doesn't have more resources than them. And so while it's somewhat of an abstract way of thinking of it, fundamentally this is censorship writ large or bullying writ large. And what it means is that everyone who is using the internet the resources that they know and love are potentially threatened by these types of attacks. The challenge is that in order to stop them, you need an enormous network like Google, and that means that small players have a harder time actually getting on the internet.
Where's this all headed? What do you think the future of cyber attacks is going to look like?
You know, it's surprisingly easy to launch these attacks, and so you know there's a misconception that you need to be some genius computer hacker, where the reality that we see is times where very large attacks get launched by, you know, the craziest one that we've seen recently was one nail salon owner that didn't like his competitor and so launched an attack to knock his competitor offline. That ease means that this is potentially a weapon in the hands of any disgruntled customer, any competitor to you, anyone who disagrees with whatever it is that you're doing online. And that's a scary future.
Matthew Prince, CEO of cybersecurity company Cloudflare. He spoke with David Hyde about denial of service attacks, the latest trend in cyber attacks. It's The Record.